Dr. Beck, and Dr. Benjamin Rothstein has been my guest. His website is brainfognomore.com. And, Doc, you had a couple of comments that you wanted to make.
Yeah, the most important thing people to understand is the brain is an organ of flesh and blood, like any other organ of the body. You must care for it. It's the most important part of your body. It's an organ of the body that allows everything else to happen. It's where everything happens. Everything comes from the brain, whether it's connection, whether it's health, whether it's mood, whether it's how you communicate, your joy, your sadness, your friends, your family. Everything comes from the brain. And you must learn to care for the brain. Caring for the brain will make your whole body healthy and make your soul healthy. And so you care about your body and soul, you got to care for your brain and take it seriously. That a person, if you prepare for it, you take care of it, it'll last you for a lifetime.
Yeah, the metal-free is the most expensive item on your website, $129.95 for 30 milligrams. How much is that? How long does that last? What does that do for that price?
It lasts about 2 to 3 months. Most usually 2 months it lasts for. And it helps the body to detoxify all the heavy metals out of the body, and you do it through the stool. You actually move it, it comes out with your bowels, you move your bowels, it comes out of your system. It's a very safe, very healthy approach to taking care of these things. I've used it, and it is an incredibly good product. It makes a big difference in getting the stuff out of your system. Usually within 2 weeks, you start feeling better. You start seeing more clearly, thinking better, more energetic, need a little less sleep. It's a great product.
All right, one other question. If I'm addicted to sugar, man, I've been drinking sodas my whole life, 60 years, you know, just about. You know, don't drink a lot of it. I don't think in normal circumstances, it doesn't seem that it has any negative effects on me. But if I wanted to do a test and rid myself of sugar or break the habit, how would I do that?
Don't drink it for a week. See what happens. Go cold turkey. See how your body feels. There's two things you should do. One is stop drinking entirely. See if you can do it. If you can't do it, you're addicted, number one. Number two, your diet should be the best diet ever found, actually. The best, most scientifically correct diet I've ever seen is called The Zone by Dr. Barry Sears. The Zone is a balance of protein, carbohydrates, and fats, which cuts out all of your cravings. If a person's diet is merely not enough knowledge, The Zone diet works. Also, the South Beach diet also works. Those two diets are the most healthy. What's that?
Well, repeat that. What did you say?
The Zone, Z-O-N-E,
yes,
by Barry Sears, and also the South Beach Diet are the two best programs I've found for healthy living.
And neither one of those have sugar?
No sugar in either one of them.
Okay. What about a cake or a pie occasionally?
Does that have sugar in it?
Yeah.
Nope. Can't do it then. And alcohol can't have a beer once in a while.
What if you're addicted, what does going off of sugar for 2 weeks, what does that do to you?
Well, if a person's addicted, they can't do it. They'll relapse. And they'll go nuts. And they'll crave it. So there's a cookie on the table in front of them. They'll eat that cookie. They can't say no. If you can't say no to something, that thing owns and controls you. You don't control it. So who's in charge here? Who's in charge of your life? You or that cookie. So the cookie says, hey, Clay, come on, go for it, baby. And you say, nah, come on. You say, okay, a little bit, lost. And you say, cookie, thank you very much. You trash it, you win. And so if a person is controlled by food temptation, no matter what it is, it could be alcohol, it could be anything. If they're controlled by that, then they've got an addictive problem and really they need a 12-step program like OA to get out of there.
All right. Well, listen, I sure appreciate having you on. And I'd like to suggest that you give me a call later and talk to me about advertising your product line and your book in the Free American.
Great. So we'll be talking soon.
All right, sir.
Take care now.
Thank you.
A pleasure. Remember, brainfognomore.com.
Okay, brainfognomore.com.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
All right, we're back, and I think I got a caller on the line. Hello, who am I talking to?
Ann. Hello?
Hello.
I'm Ann. How are you, Clay?
I'm good. Who's this?
This is Ann. Ann Glenn in Tulsa.
Hi, Ann. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. You know, I got on the blog thing that gave the previous day's broadcast, and I heard about the Veterans Disarmament Act.
Yes, ma'am.
And so I went on the Google and searched about it, and come to find out, there were two or three reports that Schuerman, one of the authors of the bill, passed some kind of petition or agreement, and so it was, and they all signed it or agreed to it and passed the thing unanimously in the House and in the Senate, and it went without a paper trail vote. You know, they didn't go by their regular voting system. They went, sent it, and they passed it unanimously, and they sent it to the White House. Now, look at here. None of them can be accounted, has to account for their votes because it's not, was not made public.
Well, let's see, in the House.
They don't have to be accountable to us.
In the House, there were 404 of the people in the House voted for it. Every one of those, in my estimation, as a veteran, are traitors.
Yes, they are, and the act is unconstitutional. Constitution.
And they've really raised the psychiatry profession to the same level that it was in the Soviet Union.
Yes. And as well, it is unconstitutional, that act is. If anyone opposes it, of course, they're going to say you're nuts and you can't have bare arms. But it's still unconstitutional. And every one of them needs to be fired. If they are not going to be accountable and they're not going to let us know how they vote on such things.
And the NRA is supporting that. The NRA is working with the Brady Bunch about that. And the NRA also refused to put Ron Paul on their list of presidential candidates.
Yes, and the Brady Act was passed during the Thanksgiving recess. There was just a few senators and representatives on Capitol Hill. Same thing this time during the Christmas and the New Year's recess. You know that? That's how it got through.
Yeah, well, that's the way they always slip unconstitutional anti-American bills through. That's how they got the Federal Reserve in.
Yeah, it is.
And of course, that helps buy off a president.
I really appreciate hearing about it because I didn't know anything about it until I heard it on the next day after.
And you're aware of did you listen to the show?
Yes,
about
I did.
Billy Miller.
No.
I've got his picture up on my website. Young, handsome, Iraqi Desert Storm vet.
Uh-huh.
And they put him in jail, and they've on a misdemeanor charge, and started drugging him on a misdemeanor charge. He's never been found guilty of anything. He's never gone to trial. They denied him the right to habeas corpus, mm-hmm. and they're drugging him with the same drugs that they fed me for 3 months in three hospitals.
I got a friend here in Tulsa who worked for a man who's passed on since then, but he drove this man to the veterans clinic here in Tulsa. And while they were waiting for this man to see whoever he had to see, there was a big waiting room, a huge room, lots of people coming and going, and they all were going to this one window above which was the sign, Mind Control Drugs. And they were all, hundreds of people going out with bags full of drugs. Those mind control drugs.
Well, one of the drugs they were given Billy Miller was something called Depakote.
Huh.
And they sent that home as me told my wife to make sure I took those drugs.
Huh.
And I took them one time, and they just knocked me right out, and I refused to take them anymore.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
I'll try to get some of the contradictions of that particular drug on the website.
Oh, good. It's a nation of druggies using the drugs to control people.
Well, I thought I was doing pretty well, staying off pot and cocaine and heroin, the guest I just had on tells me I'm addicted to sugar, so...
Yeah, I heard it. Well, that's possible.
I don't know. That's kind of like saying, oh, are you addicted to sex? To me, if you keep trying to have sex in your life, you must be addicted.
Well, refined sugar is not natural sugar. There's a difference. Refined sugar has other nutrients removed from it, like refined salt. Refined salt, what we use on our table, is industrial salt without any trace minerals.
That's right. Now, that's why I try to use sea salt.
Yeah. That's...
And I certainly want to pick up stevia. But
you can get stevia plants, grow it.
There's a lot of other natural ingredients out there. He made some mentions of them, and I think he's got them on his website there. But
brainfognomore.com, right?
Yes, brainfognomore.com.
All right.
He's got GH3, Gerald Vital on there. He's got an isotol. He's got iodine, 100, an iodine supplement.
Oh, that's
he's
good.
Got L-glutamine, that's amino acids.
Uh-huh.
And with L-tyrosine, lipoic acid, and magnesium citrate, and I've and my minor products got this fulvic acid.
Yeah, I bought some.
Hmm?
I got some of that. I got mine.
Did you?
Yeah.
How'd you like it?
Oh, it was great. Hey, what happened was the UPS truck had an accident, and the stuff, the package, several packages got run over, and mine was one of them.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It was one of those bad weather times like we had here in Oklahoma a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I understood that was pretty bad, wasn't it? You had the power lines go down all over the place from the ice?
Yes, it was bad. Fortunately, people were kind to one another and helped one another out, and there were shelters available. I was out of town at the time in California, so I came back to it, and it was pretty bad. We're mostly up now. There's just a few places that doesn't have electric. We lost a couple of refrigerators in my duplex because we didn't know to turn things off when the power come back on. You know, there was a surge, and this is something people might need to just take note of, that when there's a massive outage like that and the power comes on, there's a surge. We were one of the first to get the power back on because we're on the hospital circuit. We're near the hospital, and we're on that same line. And man, I began smelling burning electrical wire, you know, the insulation. And they found, and a person across from me in the duplex found their freezer, the back of their freezer was hot, so they unplugged it. And what it was a power surge that did it.
Well, why is there any news about why this was so bad? And I mean, you've had winters in Oklahoma, you know, is pretty common. I mean, it freezes up there.
Yeah, well, there's we are in a place where the cold winter air comes down from Canada and the Arctic without any mountains to slow it down. And we are in the area where the warm ocean moisture air comes up from the ocean without anything to stop it. So when they meet right about here, see, and this is where they begin meeting. They meet further on north also, but there's another factor that I'm hearing about on ZetaTalk.com about a planet X that NASA reported coming into the solar system in 1983, and then they shut up about it. Another cover-up. There's a planet that slingshots between our sun and another sun, and it's going around our sun right now, and it's bigger in mass and has stronger electromagnetic field around it, and it is disturbing our Earth, and is causing a wobble in our Earth, and it wobbles, and when it wobbles, the Earth slides under the atmosphere, and so changes things. So we're going to have the blend of seasons, like we're having. It's going to get up in the 60s toward the end of this week. A couple of weeks ago, well, right now it's 15 degrees. See,
it's pretty cold here in New Mexico too.
Yeah, and see, so this is what is happening, and it's going to be a blend of seasons for a while, and then there's going to be a pole shift, like during the Ice Age. That was a very strong, disastrous pole shift.
Yeah. Mammoths found in Siberia.
Right.
Tropical plants
yes.
in their stomachs. Hang on a minute. We'll be right back. Stay with me, Ann.
Okay.
Okay. ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
We're back. Ann, are you still with me?
Yes, I am.
All right. How did the state of Oklahoma handle this this ice storm?
Are there any
repercussions, or do you have any critique of that?
I don't have any particular critique of it. I think they did pretty well. It was so massive. I mean, there are still tree limbs and brush on the curb, not on the streets, but on the curbs where people have piled it up and letting the city, like they said, clean it up. They've got a contractor coming, I think, starting in the next couple days to remove all that brush and tree stuff. I mean, it was terrific. We didn't have any on this duplex, thank God, but many people had cars crushed, and there was house damage, and of course they've been helped by the Salvation Army and the Red Cross. But all over town, every street had bunches of branches and brush, and it has them stacked up at the curb. Some of them are neatly stacked. Some people are cutting down their own limbs and removing and hauling them off. We had one site to take them to that got filled up, and they had to close it and open another site until they could get that one, take that stuff to the dump. So, but they've handled it pretty well. We had the flooding in the spring in Oklahoma also. And this is the state that's had 8 disaster declarations this year, last year, 2007. So it's been pretty interesting, to say the least.
Well, I'm glad. Were a few casualties, too, weren't there?
Yes, there were a few, but very few, and we're thankful, considering the widespread destruction. We're real thankful that it wasn't very many. There was a few people came home to find their houses had been looted. They had been robbed, which is, you know, pretty sick for people to do when people are hurting, you know. Anyway, there were extra patrols around in some neighborhoods. Thank God for that to prevent such stuff going on. But by and large, everyone kind of behaved pretty well, considering.
Let me get your opinion on my guest, Benjamin Rothstein.
Well, what I heard of him, he's pretty much right on with what he's talking about.
Well, what about this sugar thing? I mean,
I'm telling you, one thing about the soda pops, it's not just the sugar, but the phosphates in them will leach minerals out of your body, including bones. The phosphates, will do that. And he'd tell you that, too, if he had a chance to, you know. But that, in combination with the sugar, is pretty bad. Because that's going to cause osteoporosis, for one thing. And it's going to lead, you know, the minerals that you try to get in your body with the fulvic acid?
Yeah.
You need those because they get leached out of your body with the soda pops. Any soda pop, well, that's what it'll do.
But sugar, soda pop, or pies and cakes, to give up all of that for better health it just seems extreme to me.
Well, you don't want
high... It's like equating sugar with heroin or cocaine or methamphetamine or alcohol, you know?
Yeah, it seems so, but considering your body chemistry, human body chemistry was never engineered for excessive sugar intake. And so it affects your whole system. And it will affect your thinking. It will affect the behavior because it's a toxin. We never used to. 100 years ago, you know, people did not consume nearly as much sugar as they do now. I mean, in hundreds of pounds per year.
No, it was a little tough carrying, a bag of sugar across the plains.
Yeah, but it was not
wagons.
But it was not used as excessively as we use it now. Like I said, you know about the sea salt and the lack of minerals with the regular salt. The doctor, see, the one ingredient in our table salt is sodium chloride. Chlorides are not good for you. There is a book by a doctor titled Coronaries, Cholesterol, and Chloride. And tells you about the chlorine making the arteries harden.
All right, Ann. I hope you got that fulvic acid product replaced here.
Yeah, I got it. Well, you didn't have to replace it. He replaced it because of the accident, you know.
Okay.
So, thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. We'll be right back, folks, and we'll take your calls.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, we're back. And the number here is 800-313-9443. All right, folks, I want to put out a call to you. If you're listening, I'd appreciate it if you'd put out emails. We've been trying to do that. Hard for me to do from here. There's a limit on how many emails I can send, but we need some donations, and we need some backing. We need some advertisers. We've got the magazine ready to go, but we don't. The advertisers I've talked to are all seem to be hurting or already spent their advertising budget. And I spoke with Ron Paul, representative. And he wanted to know if I was going to be talking about 9/11 or a couple of other subjects that he felt would keep Ron Paul from the Ron Paul campaign, not Ron Paul personally, but would keep the Ron Paul campaign from advertising with me. I take that to Zionist. Are you going to be talking about the Zionists? Or are you going to be talking about 9/11? If you are, well, the Ron Paul campaign may not be able to advertise with you. So, if you think I'm doing a good job here, and you think that the Free American website, the Free American radio show, and the Free American magazine, which we've got a national distribution with, is important, I need your support today. We've got, we just ran out of propane. We've got, I've got to go to Kingman, Arizona to pick up the magazine. We've got a print, but then we've also got mailing charges. We've got gas charges, and I would like to take this this issue because it's it has information about Billy Miller. It has information, and every issue is supporting Ron Paul. I'm supporting Ron Paul. I haven't gotten paid for these ads yet. I don't know if I will, but that's I feel so strongly about Ron Paul being the only presidential candidate out there that we can support, that I have to give him the advertising. I have to do that. And Fox and ABC are pretty much trying to keep Ron Paul from being in the debate, from being in the public eye. And we're looking at $100 crude next year. That's what the oil traders say, by the way. And the three largest U.S. oil companies, Exxon, Mobil Corporation, Chevron Corporation, and ConocoPhillips, had combined profits of $50.3 billion in the first 9 months of 2007. Oil prices marked a quiet end to a record-breaking year. Rising demand and geopolitical instability are expected to keep upward pressure on energy costs early in 2008. There's a good chance this week you'll see some record high, said Jim Rutzenberg, president of Ritter Bursch and Associates in Galena, Illinois. You can bet Cheney's secret energy task force is on it. Crude oil closes the year up 57%. We invaded Iraq at the cost. At the cost of, you know, almost $1 trillion. And our oil prices went up higher than it ever was under Saddam Hussein. And we've got other things that you need to know. Yeah, Department head wanted to know if I was going to talk about 9/11 or the Zionists. Well, I think I will. The U.S. investigators and the controlled media have ignored a preponderance of evidence pointing to Israel's intelligence agency, the Mossad, being involved in the terror attacks of 9/11. From the very morning aircraft smashed into the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, news reports have indicated Israeli intelligence being involved in the events of 9/11 and the planting of false flags to blame Arab terrorists and mold public opinion to support the pre-planned war on terror. And now you're seeing the feedback from that. That's the Veterans Disarmament Act. That's the Homegrown Terrorism Act. And just remember, shortly after the destruction of the 10 Twin Towers, radio news, and building number 7, which never got hit by an airplane, the radio news reports described five Middle Eastern men being arrested in New Jersey after having been seen videotaping and celebrating the explosive collapses of the World Trade Center. These men from a phony moving companies in Weehawken, New Jersey, turned out to be agents of Israeli military and intelligence, the Mossad. Furthermore, their moving van tested positive for explosives. Dominic Suter, the Israeli owner of Urban Moving Systems, the phony moving company, fled in haste or was allowed to escape to Israel before FBI agents could interrogate him. The Israeli agents were later returned to Israel on minor visa violations. The assistant attorney general in charge of the criminal investigations at the time, oh, you're just going to love this, was Michael Chertoff, current head of the Department of Homeland Security, turn off the first son of the first hostess of Israel's national air carrier, LL, is thought to be an Israeli national. Well, of course, he's got dual citizenship. One of the Israeli agents later told Israeli radio they had been sent to document the event. The event, which took the life of some 3,000 Americans, if they were sent here, by God, what does that mean? And despite the fact that the Israelis arrested in New Jersey evidently had prior knowledge or were involved in the planning of 9/11, U.S. or mainstream media has never broached the question of Israeli complicity in the attack. And on September 12, 2001, the Internet edition of the Jerusalem Post reported the Israeli Foreign Ministry has collected the names of 4,000 Israelis believed to have been in the area of the World Trade Center and the Pentagon at the time of attack. Yet only one Israeli was killed at the World Trade Center, and two more reportedly killed on the hijacked aircraft. Although a total of three Israeli lives were reportedly lost on 9/11, speechwriters for George W. Bush grossly inflated the number of Israeli dead to 130 in the president's address in joint session of Congress on September 20, 2001. In fact, the fact that only one Israeli died in the World Trade Center, while 4,000 Israelis were thought to have been at the scene of the attack on 9/11 nationally held, led to a widespread rumor blamed on Arabic sources that the Israelis had been forewarned to stay away that day. Whether this story was the origin of the rumor, Brett Stevens, the Post editor-in-chief, wrote in 2003, I cannot say. What I can say is there was no mistake in our reporting. Evidence that Israeli had been forewarned several hours before the attack surfaced at an Israeli instant message service known as Odego. The story, clear evidence of Israelis' prior involvement, was reported only briefly in U.S. Media and quickly forgotten. At least two of the employees of Odego received warnings of an imminent attack on New York City more than 2 hours before the first plane hit the World Trade Center. Odego had U.S. headquarters two blocks from World Trade Center. The Odego employees, however, did not pass a warning on to the authorities in New York City, a move that could have saved thousands of lives. Odego has a feature called People Finder that allows users to seek out and contact others in certain demographics, such as Israeli nationality. And 2 weeks after 9/11, Alex Diamandis, Odego's vice president, reportedly said it was possible that the attack warning was broadcast to other Odego members, but the company has not received reports of other recipients of the message. The Internet address of the sender was given to the FBI. 2 months later it was reported that the FBI was still investigating the matter. There have been no media reports since. Odego, like many Israeli software companies, is based and has its research and development in Herzliya, Israel, a small town north of Tel Aviv, which happens to be where Mossad headquarters are located. And shortly after 9/11, Odego was taken over by Converse Technology, another Israeli company. Within a year, five executives from Converse were reported to have profited by more than $267 million from insider trading. Although Israeli venture capital investment funds, Mossad spawns and sponsor scores of software companies directly doing business in the United States. These Israeli-based companies are sponsored by Mossad funding sources such as Cedar Funds, Stage One Ventures, Veritas Venture Partners, and others. And one might expect the portfolios of these Mossad-linked funding companies contain only Israeli-based companies such as Odego. Reading through the strikingly similar websites of these Israeli VC funds and their portfolio companies, one can't help but notice the key team players share a common profile and are often members of Israel's intelligence corps and veterans of the R&D Department of Israeli Air Force or another branch of the military. Most are graduates of Israel's Technion School in Haifa, Mossad's Interdisciplinary Center in Herzliya, or a military program for software development. The IDC, a private nonprofit university, is closely tied to the Mossad. The IDC has a research institute headed by Shabtaya Shavit, former head of the Mossad from 1989 to 1996, called the International Policy Institute for Counterterrorism. IDC has a Mark Rich Center for the Study of Commodities, Trading and Financial Markets, and a Lauder School of Government, Diplomacy and Strategy. The cosmetics magnate Richard S. Lauder, who is a supporter of Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon and his far-right Likud problem, founded the Lauder School. Lauder, the president of the Jewish National Fund, and former chairman of New York Governor George Pataki's Commission on Privatization, is a key individual who pushed the privatization of the World Trade Center and former Stewart Air Force Base, where the flight paths of the two planes that hit the Twin Towers oddly converged. Richard Lauder played a significant, albeit unreported, role in the preparation for 9/11. Pataki's wife, Libya, has been on Lauder's payroll since 2002 and reportedly earned $100,000 as a consultant in 2004. The Village Voice, according to the Village Voice, between 1994 and 1998, Governor Pataki earned some $70,000 speaking to groups affiliated with Lauder. And PTAC, a mysterious software company, has been tied with the events of 9/11, the Quincy, Massachusetts-based company was supposedly connected to the Muslim Brotherhood and Arab financiers of terrorism. The firm's suspected link with terrorism resulted in a consensual examination by the FBI in 2002, which was immediately leaked to the media. The media reports of an FBI raid on PTAC soon led to the demise of the country. PTAC produced software that derived from Promise, had an artificial intelligence core, and was installed in virtually every computer of the U.S. government and military agencies on September 11, 2001, according to Michael Rupert's report from the Wilderness website. This included White House, Treasury Department, Secret Service, Air Force, FAA, CIA, FBI, both houses of Congress, Navy, Department of Energy, IRS, Booz Allen Hamilton, IBM, Enron, and more. Whoever plotted 9/11 definitely viewed the FAA as the enemy that morning. Overriding the FAA system would be the most effective way to ensure that the attacks were successful, FTW reported. To do this, the FAA needed an evolution of Promise software installed in their system, and PTAC was just that. The White House and Secret Service had the same software on their system, likely a superior, modified version capable of surveillance and intervention system, but did the U.S. government unwittingly load software capable of surveillance and intervention operations produced by a company linked to terrorism onto its most sensitive computer networks, or was PTAC simply a Mossad cutout company? Osuna Ziad, a Lebanese Muslim immigrant who came to the U.S. in 1985, founded PTAC in 1994, but the company's original manager of marketing and information was Michael S. Goff, whose PR firm, Goff Communications, currently represents Guardium, a Mossad-linked software company. And Goff comes a well-to-do line of Jewish masons who have belonged to the Worcester Commonwealth Lodge 600 B'nai B'rith for decades. So why would a recently graduated Juris Doctor in Law leave a promising law career to join forces with a Lebanese Muslims upstart company sponsored with dodgy funders in Saudi Arabia? As information system management for PTAC, Michael handled design, deployment, and management of its Windows, Macintosh, data, and voice networks. Michael also performed employee training and handled all procurement for software systems and peripherals. AFP asked Goff, who left the Worcester firm of Cedar and Chandler in 1994, how he wound up working at PTAC through a temp agency, Goff said, and asked for the name of the agency. Goff said he couldn't remember. Could it be Mossad temps, or maybe Scion Placement Agency? Goff, the original marketing manager for PTAC software, said he did not know who had written the code that PTAC sold to many government agencies. Is that believable? Goff leaves a legal practice in his hometown to take a job through a temp agency with a Lebanese Muslim immigrant who's selling software, and he doesn't know who wrote the code? Government agencies were contacted and reportedly have PTAC software on their computers and IBM to ask them if they could identify who had written the source code of the PTAC software by press time, only Lieutenant Commander Ron Steiner of the U.S. Navy's Naval Network Warfare Command had responded. Steiner said he had checked with an analyst and had been told that none of PDEX software had been approved for the Navy Enterprise Networks. Oh, boy. Folks, there is no issue more sensitive in the U.S. than daring to criticize Israel. It's a metaphoric third rail in American politics, academia, and the major media. Anyone daring to touch it pays dearly, as the few who have tried learned. Those in elected office face an onslaught of attacks and efforts to replace them with supportive officials. The former five-term Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney felt it sing twice in 2002 and 2006. So did 10-term Congressman Paul Finley in 1982 and three-term Senator Charles Percy in 1984, whom AIPAC targeted merely for appearing to support anti-Israel policy. DePaul University professor Norman Finkelstein has long been a target, as well as for his courageous writing and outspokenness. DePaul formally denied tenure June 8th, even though his students called him truly outstanding and among the most impressive of all university political science professors. We got to take a break.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Back here for just a few minutes. I want to give you my number. It's 888-678-1444. Folks, I've been in this battle for a long time. And the Free American was one of the first papers to start covering the Israeli connection. As a matter of fact, I think I referred to 9/11 as an exaggerated case of Jewish lightning. Larry Silverstein bought the buildings for $500 million, leased the building for $500 million, insured them for a few billion, and collected 3 months later. The I paid for that, and I paid dearly for that. My phone was tapped. I was tapped. I was hit. And although I lived through that, it wasn't exactly an easy thing to do. And I lost a lot from that. I've been trying to bring the Free American back. I've been trying to support Ron Paul. But Ron Paul's campaign doesn't want to support me. They don't want him on my radio show. They don't want me to talk to him for some reason. And I told his help I would volunteer for security for him, just to get in touch with me. And nobody's gotten in touch with me over that. And somebody just reported that there was only one man on his security detail up in, I believe it was Iowa. You know, got an article in this next issue of the Free American about the potential of him being assassinated. Daniel Estulin says he's been told that's been considered. And one gentleman did a fine article about what would happen to the elite if he was assassinated. We've got a lot of vets here that really are getting pushed into the point where there's nothing to lose because they're going to be disarmed. They're going to be killed. They got depleted uranium that they've been exposed to. Their children are being born deformed. They're dying. And the VA is ripping off the vets right and left with their secret codes. That's all on my website. I've tried to bring you all this information to show you what's going on. You know, this isn't Jew bashing. This isn't Muslim bashing. And it's certainly not Christian bashing. I'm trying to tell you that you are being played and you're being used against each other. And I'm one of the few people out there that's telling you that. Today, this new year, I need some donations, I need some investments, I need some advertisers, and I need it now. I need it today. Or the electricity gets cut off, the phone gets cut off, I can't continue to do this radio show, and I've got the printing paid for, but I need the mailing, I need to be able to mail it out to all the subscribers, I need to mail it out to all the advertisers, and I don't have any help here, I don't have any backup. Without you today, everything could end tomorrow for me or for the Free American. I've fought a long ways. 888-678-1444 is my number, or 877-423-3250. Can you help? Go to my website, freeamerican.com. Make a donation today. Every donation you make helps Ron Paul, even if his help won't help me.
With recent